Good morning. Here we, members and attenders of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Ottawa, are together orally, if not visually or corporately, near the very end of April, after Earth Day, and almost at that fabled but somewhat neglected special day, May Day, May 1st, the old Celtic first day of summer. However, we are also still in this amazing period of COVID-19. Lockdown, and you may feel that enough is enough already. Or you may be wondering if you can ever live an extroverted life again, let alone a financially secure one. Or you may be thinking regretful thoughts about many aspects of this new reality. I'm going to list four of those regrets next, each one marked by a chime like this. Your first regret may be our approximately 6 weeks of social isolation to date. I feel so lonely. I want to hug my parents, cuddle my grandchildren. How long it's been since you felt anything like merry? What do you mean, tra-la? All this physical distancing? Dance? How can I dance with anybody? 2 meters makes it impossible. Being too apartment-bound, far from Earth's new green growth. Flowers, shrubs, trees. Ha! I haven't been able to get near any of those or even sit in a park. Well, I certainly resonate with every sort of your protesting thoughts, and it's useful to name them before moving on. But it's my pleasure now to invite you to join me as I aim to celebrate the joyful time when, as the medieval folk song puts it, summer is a-comin' in, loot a-sing-cuckoo. Long before anyone knew we would be so severely challenged by this virus, your congregation chose joy as its theme for May. And I submit these COVID weeks are precisely the times when we need to reach for joy, stretch our voices to sing, and encourage our bodies to dance. If not outside on the earth or circling our favorite trees, then in our kitchens. I'll be singing a lot of snatches of relevant songs today, and of course we all get to sing our chosen hymns together, even if they may not be community bonding anthems as much as they are when we are together physically. As for dancing, you may not be ready to dance yet, though maybe later this morning, but I hope that you will all find ways to move while you listen to my words and look at the wonderful visuals we have prepared. You don't have to sit still at home. On the most mundane level, movement helps us stay out of the doldrums. Furthermore, I hope that what I share with you today will not only open your ears, brain, heart to many anciently rooted May celebrations and will move you in spirit, but also will encourage you to engage your body and truly find ways to dance, perhaps even around trees or maypoles. Using your body will lift your spirits for sure. First, let me remind you of your wonderful Earth Day service last week with its images of beautiful or sacred trees and the video about the forest churches of Ethiopia. I was pleased that Martha Nabatian spoke of the benefits of forest bathing and named so many special trees from so many religious traditions, considered trees to worship, from the baobab to the banyan, the tree of knowledge to the world tree. She unwittingly has helped me suggest that maypoles, which we will be getting to know in greater depth or height, are connected to that revered lineage. Thank you, Martha. Second, let me introduce this broader theme of May Day, the old Celtic first day of summer, by encouraging you to reference the wheel of the year graphically in the simple diagram Pat Lucy designed for us that's linked above, and then to use your bodies to make a human calendar. Do you recall I've done something similar in previous services with you all? So, indulge me, please, and stretch out your arms from side to side in one straight line. Are you moving with me? Now consider that one hand represents the spring equinox back around March 20th this year, and the other will stand for the summer solstice around June 21st. Name each hand for one of these, equinox and solstice, and give them a wiggle. Now nod your head in the middle. Halfway between. Your head represents Beltane, which the Celtic peoples would have observed as the first day of their summer season. The date is what we call a cross-quarter day today because it falls exactly in the middle of this spring quarter on the sun's calendar. The pagan community considers the whole wheel of the year as comprised of all four quarter days, spring, summer, fall, and winter, which also encompass all four cross-quarter days. You can visualize this wheel of the sun's seasons as a big circle, divided into 8 equal pi sections, And if you shape that circle by curving your arms overhead like a ballerina, go ahead, please try. Then we can form another kind of body-based calendar. Imagine that your head at May 1st is a special beginning day, the first day of Celtic summer, opposite the end of that season, where your hands meet overhead. That's the start of their winter season, or Samhain, 6 months later, which was the cross-quarter day we call Halloween now. In fact, the Celts thought of their year as having only these two primary seasons, summer and winter, the two halves of your arm circle. So now, nod your head one more time to acknowledge Beltane, coming up on May 1st, even in the midst of COVID-19. Maybe you can plan some special ways to celebrate this transition time. And since we all need exercise in our COVID confinement, why not tap your toes or stamp your feet while I sing and clap for this next old song? Since man was first created, these words have been debated, and we have celebrated the coming of the sun. Hallanto, jolly rumbelo, we were up long before the day-o, to welcome in the summer and the May-o, for summer is a-coming in, and winter's gone away-o. I wonder, in fact, if being confined to home has changed the hour you yourself rise and see that welcome sun. Are you going for more early walks to get your body and spirits moving? Has being limited in your movements around the city, let alone the world, given you opportunities to notice the changing season more closely than in most busy years? It could be. In Ottawa, we may not have weather that seems as warm or starts as soon as in European springtimes, where the Celtic culture dominated 3,000 years ago. And the various calendar corrections over the centuries since then do mean that even in the tradition-heavy British Isles, early May is often still pretty chilly. But let's celebrate the joy of new life nonetheless, that great green goodness lifted up in my opening words. By the way, the February cross-quarter day called Imbolc, which we now think of as Groundhog's Day, and the August cross-quarter day of Lugnasad, or Lammas, celebrating the first loaf made from the new crops, they were not nearly as important seasonal markers to the Celts. However, modern pagans, Wiccans, and Gaians do honor these special days with feasts, songs, and special rituals. But let's get back to the coming of summer and begin the slideshow to accompany my words. I've had a marvelous, though often overwhelming, time choosing which pictures to show you all, and there's a great range of personal photographs, historic materials, and visuals borrowed from the internet. Blessings on Patty for her help in the long process. Enjoy, and feel free to ask me more about the images that intrigue you later on. Very soon it will not only be May, but our Ottawa days will quickly turn to summer, despite COVID-19. Snowdrops and our unique spring in Ontario scarlet color of the leafless stems on the red osier dogwood will fade behind us, see the first visual, as will the brown grasses of April lawns as new grass pushes up. Anglophile that I am, I wish there were more time for all the seasonal flowers to come out gradually, as they do in England so enticingly. But here it's a pell-mell rush, a burst into leaf and blossom, scillas and tulips, geraniums on top of daffodils, crabapple and lilac trees with equally glorious though short-lived blooms. And what's not to celebrate with such floral beauty around us? If there are any children listening to this part of my talk, I'm curious to know what spring flowers you've seen already, if any, indoors or out. Did you know that I lived in England for more than 5 years? I was amazed by the abundant flowers there in spring, plus I learned a great deal about some fascinating ancient May Day celebrations, which are still honored in the United Kingdom. For example, in Helston, Cornwall, in the very south of England, May 8th will be the date for their annual Furry, or Flora, which means flowers, Dance Day. Long lines of dozens of citizens dance 3 times through the town, literally bringing summer in through their flower-decked front doors and chasing winter out the back. Look closely at the second picture. Can you see all the Helstonians wearing small boutonnieres of lilies of the valley? Early that same day, a band of mummers or folk actors perform their Hallanto song, the one you've already heard. We can joyfully echo their words. To welcome in the summer and the May-o, for summer is a-coming in and winter's gone away-o. There's even a children's flora dance at 10 a.m. each year, featuring one of the town's primary schools. If you lived in Helston, you might be one of those dancers in picture three. It makes me think of the children's singing game. Go in and out the windows, go in and out the windows, go in and out the windows, as we have done before. Perhaps your parents, or more likely your grandparents, may recall it. That's where a circle of participants hold their arms up in arches for the it to dance through. Or the circle makers lower their arms down to make door sills for the dancers to cross. I suggest that game is an echo of the welcoming dance done in Helston. If you'd like to try it at home with other children or adults or both, do join hands and move around. You can improvise what's called bringing in the May. You could even teach your toy animals to play this game. Perhaps you could build the windows and door sills with Legos. And then sing verses like, go all around the village, go all around the village, go all around the village, as we have done before. Or, now follow me to London, or make up your own. If you watch a video of the Helston processions, and there are many online, you can imitate their pattern with dancers circling in twos and then changing partners again and again. But be sure to respect your social distancing. Now, please note there's a separate MP3 of another singing game that's posted after the end of this talk, which we will play with, maybe dance with, just before I finish today. But now I'm going to doodle hum the Helston tune for you here as a break before we continue with part two. Bum 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 b